Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 25th to the 31st, 2014. This week, American mediators expressed hope for reaching a peace deal between Israel and Palestinians soon. Meanwhile, Israeli army escalated its attacks targeting the Palestinian communities. Two civilians were reported killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. A journalist was injured and many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's George Shmawi has the story.
Protests were organized on Friday in the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, Na'lin in the central West Bank and Al-Ma'sara village in the southern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used tear gas and concussion grenades, as well as rubber-coated steel bullets, to suppress the weekly anti-wall and settlements protests in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and the nearby Nabi Saleh. In Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates the local farmers from their lands. Several protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics. In Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers and the accompanying human rights workers, wounding one journalist moderately. Several other civilians choked from the tear gas inhalation and were also treated on-site by field medics. Eyewitnesses said the Israeli soldiers attacked the civilians before the start of the protest. The soldiers fired tear gas at residential areas, causing damage to the houses, as some of the tear gas canisters went through the windows inside the villagers' homes. In Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmawi.
The American envoy for Middle East peace, Martin Indyk, announced this week that he hopes a framework agreement between Palestinians and Israelis will be soon announced. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority condemned Israeli threats against the Palestinian president. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
Indyk's framework agreement does not refer to Jerusalem and other contentious issues of negotiations between Palestinians and Israelis. Yet the draft, according to local media reports, includes some security arrangements using sophisticated technology with the help of Americans right on the Jordan Valley area. It also reads that Palestinians should recognize Israel as a Jewish state and in return, Israel recognizes a Palestinian state on the borders of 1967. The U.S. diplomat looks forward to maintaining peace talks between the two sides until the end of 2014. Palestinians have not yet agreed to recognizing Israel as a Jewish state and insists that East Jerusalem must remain the capital of a future Palestinian state. Meanwhile, Palestinian presidency spokesperson Nabil Abu Dena denounced recent Israeli officials' threats against Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, in which they brand the president as an obstacle before peacemaking. Abu Rudena demanded an official stance by Israeli government towards those threats. In another news, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza announced a new initiative for accelerating national unity. The initiative involves holding student unions and municipal councils elections. The rival Fatah party has not yet responded to the offer. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, two Palestinians were killed and at least seven others injured. Moreover, Israeli forces conducted at least 73 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During invasions, troops kidnapped 42 Palestinian civilians from different parts of the occupied West Bank, including 6 children. IMEMC's Iman Abidrabu Bannoura reports.
This week saw an Israeli army escalated campaign of kidnappings all over the West Bank. Invasions and kidnappings were reported in the cities of Bethlehem, Hebron, Ramallah and Jenin, as well as East Jerusalem. A Palestinian worker was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers on Wednesday midday near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Mohammed Mubarak, 20, was gunned down as he was working on road repairs near an Israeli military checkpoint north of Ramallah. The Israeli army alleged that Mubarak was armed and opened fire at an Israeli military post between Atarot and Halmish settlements, north of Ramallah. A co-worker of Mubarak who witnessed that attack told a different story via a video clip that was published on Facebook.
They took him to the military checkpoint and then they beat him up and forced him to run to the street, then told him to stand at a nearby fence, then asked him to go back to the road again. The soldiers then ordered him to remove his work flak jacket, and when he removed his jacket, they shot him dead. He was unarmed, he has been working in that location for the past month and never made any problem.
Mubarak family demanded an official investigation into the killing of their son and called a yet another crime committed by the Israeli army against the Palestinian people. Elsewhere in the West Bank, Israeli forces demolished farmers' huts and animal shades in the Jordan Valley this week. Also, Israeli troops demolished two homes in occupied East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, settlers uprooted 40 olive trees owned by local farmers near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. In the Gaza Strip this week, a Palestinian teenager died on Monday after being injured due to an explosion which took place on Sunday in the Al-Burej refugee camp in central Gaza. Local sources said that Ashraf Farajallah, 18, died of serious injuries to the head resulting from the blast. Security sources in Gaza said the causes of the blast remain unknown. Earlier on Monday, soldiers shot and seriously wounded a Palestinian farmer near Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Later in the week, 7 Palestinians were injured on Friday after the Israeli Air Force fired missiles targeting several areas in the Gaza Strip. Local sources said that the missiles caused excessive property damage and that the 7 wounded Palestinians suffered mild to moderate injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 25th to the 31st, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Samir Jaber and me, Ghassan Bannoura.